Not tornado-like, okay. But we do have some that'll push a tree over or something like that, but okay. We don't have anything drastic.
You get bad rains or hail or sleet, things like that in the summer?
Once in a while, but not that'll tear you up or anything.
Okay. You ever heard of a Chinook?
Yeah, we have Chinooks.
Yeah, here.
What is a Chinook? Tell me.
Yeah. Change from... when a warm wind comes in.
Okay. Now, when is that? Any time during the year, or is it?
In January we have what they call a January thaw, and that's caused from the Chinook winds.
Okay. Okay. And how about a? Do you have a name for a cold wind that might blow out of the north in the wintertime or in the fall? You ever call it a?
Freezing wind, I guess.
A blue norther.
Okay. Blue norther, yeah.
Is that what people around here would call it? A blue norther.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting. How about winter storms? What kind of winter storms do you get?
For a long time we haven't had real bad storms here. We were gone from middle of November this year, and they said it was terribly dry all the time and didn't have any moisture or storms of any kind.
Mm.
I can remember years ago, my dad used to say that, you know, like the last of May would be Memorial Day, and they'd have to go to the cemetery in a sled. But nothing like that anymore.
Have you ever had anything like a blizzard?
Oh, yeah, but when you don't have to be out in it, where you don't, it doesn't worry you.
Yeah, is that...
But there's times that you can't see out here through the meadow. Wind is blowing, snowing.
What would a blizzard be? Would that just be when it's snowing and the wind is? Is that what you would?
That's what we would call a blizzard.
Okay. And you get a lot of snow. And do you get a good bit of snow in the wintertime?
Well, no, not this year. Mm. They've had it. We've had more snow since the 1st of March than they had all winter.
Okay. What kind of snow do you get? Is it a dry snow or a wet? Are there different kinds of snow that you get?
The spring, we have wet storms.
Okay.
In the wintertime, sometimes it's just powdery.
Okay. Powdery, is that what, dry?
Real fine.
Real fine, real dry.
Dry, yeah.
I was wondering if people made distinctions between types of snow. That's kind of what I was asking.
Either wet or dry.
Okay. How cold does it get?
Oh, I'd say 25 below would be the coldest. That would be about... Last of January or first of February.
25 below?
Zero.
Okay. And how hot could you expect it to get in the summer? I mean, kind of, you know, normally.
85, I imagine it would be a hot day.
Okay.
85, and it was 90 here the other day.
Weather.
Okay. This is kind of unusual.
Mm-hmm. It's a little hot. Yeah.
A little hot. Okay.
Last year, I think, we had a fan in here in July, wasn't it, that we got pretty warm?
Yeah.
When your father was out working in the wintertime, or even when y'all were up here at the dairy working, or anytime you're out working, sometimes if you're not careful, not wearing gloves or something, you can get a...
frostbite.
Okay. Do people, are there different types of frostbite depending on how severe the injury is? Do people make distinctions like that here?
I don't know. I haven't had anything to do with any frostbite.
Just severe or a light case or a severe case.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Now in the winter, in the fall of the year, when it's been warm but then it begins to get cold, you have your first cold spell. Would you call it differently if you had a cold spell that just froze the crops? Rather than, you know, and then maybe one that was worse, that froze the ground. Is there...